Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I've heard of dating in the dark, but where it's just anyone goes, an established couple or group of friends, and it's just the dining, and I've heard of naked dining.
Oh, naked dining! I wanted to do in the worst way.
But in this, you're just in. Are you in the dark or are you blindfolded?
You're blindfolded. Blindfolded. So you go into. There's this one restaurant that I was reading about. Hold on. Give me the name of the restaurant. Hold on. Abigail's. Abigail's is the name of the restaurant. Twice a week, they host dinners in the dark. It's a restaurant on the Lower East Side. Four-course menu with unlimited wine. The menu can accommodate a variety of dietary restrictions, but always a surprise to the blindfolded guest. Abigail's Kitchen, we're not trying to trick people. It's meant to be fun. So you go in, mm-hmm. and you put the, like, you sit down, like, you know where you are.
Yeah.
And then they give you blindfolds. And then you get a four-course, like, they go over stuff, like, your plate's going to be here, like, just so you don't walk in like an idiot and you're trying to, you know, feel all around.
See, that's what we've seen before.
Yeah, no, they're not trying to make it be like, I don't know where my water is. Like, no, you know where everything is. Then they give you the blindfold and you put the blindfold on. And they said at first, everybody's like, weirded out isn't the right word, but everybody's uncomfortable, right? You're out of your comfort zone.
I'm definitely spilling something.
Well, they said unlimited wine, right?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know that that's necessarily true. Why are you spilling something?
Because I'm going to, with my eyes closed, I'm going to be reaching for something, and there goes the wine glass.
But that's a
given.
Watch. Here's what I'll do right now. I'm going to close my eyes. Watch me reach for my coffee.
This
right?
will be good.
Yeah. I know exactly where
Sorry
it is.
Sorry about the board.
No. See, look how carefully. Ah, I found it with my hands. Look at this. See?
Now put it back down.
So it's easy to do, but then the food comes out, and they said that that's where it really starts out, because you've already seen the people around you.
I like that the blindfold is sort of akin to putting the napkin on your lap. Like, the focus is the taste, not can you make it through this haunted house type
right.
thing.
It's awesome. And they said, so now I got a plate of food. And they said people will sometimes like pick something up. And you got to touch it with your hands. You mm-hmm. don't know what you're getting. You don't even know where you're cutting. So all of a sudden, you got like your hands in your food, which is how I eat most of the time anyway.
Anyway.
And so they're like you, all of a sudden you feel some. You're like, asparagus. Like they said every sense is heightened. So all of a sudden, like now you're like, oh, asparagus. But what is that dipped in? And then they'll have like whatever the other courses are. Like one guy's holding a piece of fish up to his face, where he looks confused as to what the hell it is.
No, thank you.
No, I bet you wouldn't know. I bet you wouldn't know. But they say the set, Diane wouldn't know.
No, but this isn't good for Diane.
Why?
Because
she's so goddamn picky.
To food before it's even printed on the menu.
No, you know what? I could go the other way. Diane is so picky because she reads it and she goes, no, I don't like that. Instead, if you had no idea, I bet you would be a less picky eater.
Oh.
If something smelled good to you, like for example,
I can tell the difference between
forget fish,
and something from the seafood world.
Okay, but what if there were, like, what's a piece of meat that you don't like?
Lamb.
Okay, you wouldn't know it's lamb. You would have no idea that it's lamb.
And tell Elliot why you don't like lamb.
Why don't you like lamb?
Babies.
You're right, Elliot.
What's that? She would have no idea.
Yeah.
You would have no clue. I could give you a lamb chop. I could put some kind of like sauce on it or something. And if you were blind, you would have no idea. But you see it and you're like, oh, I can't eat it. But you would have no clue.
It could turn out to be
one of your favorite foods that you've ever had. Also, feeling it.
With my hands.
Of course you are.
No.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a requirement at this table?
No. Oh. Not a requirement, but until... So
that's going to be super messy. I've already spilled my wine.
No. So eventually you will use utensils. But if I said there's a new plate in front of you,
uh-huh,
you're just going to pick up a knife and fork and go after it?
No, I'm going to.
Because that's going to be hard as hell to figure out how to eat that soup.
Feel the parameters and then stick my hand in the soup.
No.
You're making it gimmicky.
It's not gimmicky, though. It's not. Well, yes, it is. You're eating blind. But it's not gimmicky. It's not gimmicky.
I don't want to touch the food unless it's like a roll or some piece of bread.
Oh, I think you're wrong. How would you know what it is?
The same way we tell kids to check temperature of food. You put it to your lips.
And how are you going to put it to your lips?
I'm going to figure out what utensil seems to pick up the most of it.
What are you picking up?
Whatever's put in front of me.
You don't know my point. You don't know. So you're going to take a big spoon.
I'm going to take my fork.
Yeah.
No soup for me.
Oh, good Seinfeld reference. But they're saying, like, a lot of people also, like, if it's in a sauce, they'll pick it up. And that way, so what? You get some food on your hands. Yeah, I walk out of every restaurant. It's on my hands. It's on my shirt. It's everywhere. Who cares?
I feel like I would be... And a focus is clearly the food, and this isn't about a first date or anything
that. But I'm going to give you one other piece that I love about it.
Well, maybe that's where I'm going here. I would be more aware. This is almost counterintuitive, but I feel like I'd be more aware of where my dining partners are. I'd be more connected to them, although I can't see them.
It becomes a communal experience.
Oh,
because everybody's in the same boat.
Correct. Everybody's talking to everybody.
Oh.
Everybody. They said that they found all of a sudden people are talking to the table next to them.
Oh, okay.
People are, I mean, obviously whoever you're with. But yeah, it becomes a much more, you know, the other thing that they said, this was interesting to me. There's a lot more, I don't want to say PDA, like you're like reaching across and you're like, well, I don't know if this is a role, but let me tune in Tokyo over here. No, but they said there's a lot more like hand holding.
Under the table?
Whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's a lot more touching that goes on.
You might be scared too, so it's almost
Why are you scared? You're at a restaurant. What is it somebody's going to come in and go after you? What are you afraid of? Like we're filming a horror movie?
No, just the excitement is making you anxious. Scared,
but think about it.
Maybe is the wrong word.
Think about it though, right? When you can't see, Diane, when mm-hmm. I'm leading you somewhere and you can't see,
yeah.
What do you do?
I'm listening.
Okay, so I'm hearing everybody else
yeah,
and everything,
relying on
right?
other senses.
Right, but you're also like-
Feeling?
Exactly, and if somebody's leading you through like a maze or something and you're blindfolded, you always reach for the, where'd you go? You always reach for the person next to
Don't
you-
Don't touch me.
To kind of help you through. That's the same thing with this, is that there's touching for comfort and for bracing. I love everything about this. I think it's great.
All right, close your eyes for a second. I'm going to grab something from the other side of the console, and I'll give you utensils, and we'll see how it goes. Okay, you ready?
Well, I don't know where my utensils are.
Oh, he's getting them.
Okay.
Do they place them in the hands, or do they just set them next to the plate?
Put them in my hands.
Okay.
Now, I know what I have.
All right, so food. Oh, you know what you have in terms of utensils.
Yeah, I have a spoon and I have a knife.
You do. Okay, now I've
placed, well, I know I do. I can feel them.
Yeah, I've placed. Well, they're plastic, so you're not going to hurt yourself. There's a dish in front of you now. Are your eyes still closed?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, what are you supposed to do first? Like, kind of smell? What's the first step?
Are you supposed to bring the plate up to your face?
How would I do that? I don't know where the plate is.
Oh, it's not so easy now, is it?
That's real excited by this concept.
It's going to put a bunch of people screaming at each other. I can't find the plate.
He's touching it.
Ew.
Do you think you know what that is?
Ew.
It's got wet in it.
It's got wet in it.
No, use the utensils.
God.
Why would I use a utensil?
Can you identify that taste?
That's potato salad. Potato salad.
It's all over your hands.
I can't. Well, I don't need the knife.
I didn't have a fork in front of me. Oh, you're picking it up and placing it on your spoon?
No,
you're
he's going continuing right to eat
right
with
in
his
mouth.
Hands.
That's good. A potato salad.
You know, that's not a finger food.
And
don't touch Tyler with your dirt hole.
No, we have to hold hands, Diane. That's part of it. It's all over your palm. Ugh.
But it works. Look at that.
See?
So what? I got some food on my hands. Big deal. I have a napkin.
But people, I think, were into your pitch for this restaurant, and now you're picking your nose.
Look at your...
No, I'm not. No.
What I had did you just eat?
I had a strand of celery.
In your nostril. Do you need a napkin?
Yeah, please.
Just keep your eyes closed.
Where am I going? Line 4? Am I the only one that thinks this is an awesome idea?
You can see how
so communal
with your own experience how messy that's going to get.
But I don't care that it's messy. Why do you care? Why do you care that it's messy?
Because,
By the way, if everybody had a blindfold on, would you be able to see that I had a mess on my hands?
No, it looks like we're toddlers sitting in a high chair with the amount of food you've got on your hands.
So what? Have fun. Have fun. Who's judging you?
The waiters and the waitresses.
They want a tip. That's all that matters. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. This is Jen from Fairfax.
Hey, Jen. What can I do for you?
So I did Dining in the Dark. I was in Vegas back in 2018, and it was not even blindfold. It was a completely black room that I was brought into.
See, but was it kind of done?
It was a pretty wild experience.
Was it done as a bit where it's like, oh, and look at her. She rammed her head into a ceiling.
No, so the waiters have night vision goggles, and I went with a group of girlfriends, and we all had to hold hands. And they led us into our table, which felt like it was pretty deep in the restaurant.
Right.
But it was completely black. You could not see your hand in front of your face. Had no idea where I was. It was actually a little bit overwhelming. I had to leave just for a second because it kind of got claustrophobic. Just not knowing where the exit was, not knowing where I was. So it was actually pretty intense. But they led us to our table. They sat us down.
I think that this one is a little bit different. Is that in this one, you already, like, you know all of that. Like, you walk in and it's bright, right? Like, not bright, but, like, there's lights and everything.
Nope. Yeah.
So you don't have that overwhelmed feeling of, like, I don't know where anything is. But let me ask you this. When the food came out, how awesome was it to try to figure out what it is and what you're eating and touching it and feeling it and smelling it and hearing it?
It was, so, this was a vegan meal.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Usually eat vegan. And so it was actually okay, but I had no idea what I was eating. The waiter had us guess, and from the darkness across the room, my friend goes, couscous? And we all just cracked up laughing, and he's like, no, it's not couscous. So we had no idea what we were eating the entire night, but it was good. Your senses are definitely heightened. I could feel my ears straining because I didn't have my sight.
Right.
And so my ears were trying to make up for that, but the taste definitely was heightened. It was a wild experience.
Yeah. It's about the food. That's awesome. I would not want to do it at a vegan restaurant. And the only reason I say that, I can't name vegan food. So what am I eating? Tofu?
No.
Ooh, whoopee.
No idea. I had no idea what I was eating. But I will say it was good. And maybe it was good because I didn't know what it looked like or what I was eating.
See,
but,
now I will say that.
Of everything.
I will say that. As much as I will say that Diane wouldn't know a piece of lamb if I handed it to her, I might be the same way. Thank you, ma'am. Where there are things where I would go, like, I'm not going to a vegan restaurant, where if I didn't know, I bet I could eat vegan things and it would be good.
But it's got to be this way with the blindfold. I'm not doing the entire
restaurant. No, I don't like the black
and
restaurant.
The servers have night vision goggles. That's
well, it's part of a bit. That's part of the Vegas show. This isn't meant to be a Vegas show. This is just a night out having dinner.
How often do they do this?
Twice a week.
What's that? Oh, you ready for your second course? Close your eyes. Are your eyes closed?
Yes.
Where are you?
Wait, I don't have my utensils.
Oh, I'm going to get them for you again.
I don't need them.
Oh, come on. Stop touching me.
You got mayo on your arm.
All right, there you go.
That's ew. Damn it. Did you put a plate down?
Yeah, it's in front of you. Are your eyes closed? Yeah, they're closed. Okay. Okay.
No, don't touch enough the with food the hands. Again. Disgusting.
I'll nail it. I think I already know. Well, I know that we have barbecue.
It's a vegan place.
What's up, coleslaw?
You got it.
With that coleslaw, hands. I smell. I got the cabbage. I got a little mayo on my hand.
A little bit.
That's good. Oh, and I almost said I taste peas.
Well, you've been right. There were peas in that.
Look at me go. This is a great idea. Line three. No, you know when we'll do this? You know who would be great with this? Next time we have dinner with Kaplan.
Oh, he'd be awesome.
Don't you agree? He would be all about it. He would be all about it.
We had him at Unlimited Wine.
Yep. That's true. Hi, Elliot, in the morning. Hello? All right, I ain't got you. Where am I going? Line one. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hi, it's Jackson from Silver Spring.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
I've never been to one of these dine in the darks, but I know my girlfriend would hate it because, like the last caller said, you got the heightened senses and like you hear a lot more. She hates the way I chew food, and I'm a loud eater, so I don't know.
Are you a mouth opener? Are you a mouth open person?
No, not mouth open, but I just take big old bites and chew for a while.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. Tyler's like that if I eat a salad. I can't stand the way you eat. All right, very good, which is why I don't eat salad. All right, very good. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
You remind me of my kids. Goddamn, all right. Elbows on the table. Wait, one final dish.
Oh, this will be good.
Close your eyes. Where is the spoon I keep giving you?
I don't need it. I don't need it. I was born with forks at the end of my hands.
All right, this one you may want to smell a little bit first. It's in front of you. Are you wafting up?
Yeah. But what did I just hit?
It's a taller container.
Yeah.
Here we go. Are your eyes closed? Yep. Are you feeling your way through it?
Yeah.
You're spilling it. I will tell you that. It's all over the console now.
Whoopsie.
It's soup. It's
no.
It's not soup. It's not soup.
That's a florette.
Jesus Christ.
I feel bad for the servers at this restaurant who have to watch this.
That broccoli.
It's going to be like a toddler birthday party.
No, it's not. It's not just
cauliflower. You're definitely broccoli. Some kind of mayo.
They may be left over from your hands.
That could be.
What do you think that is?
All I'm getting is broccoli.
There's more in there. Come on.
Oh, I got an onion. I got an onion. I got broccoli.
Jesus Christ.
And some kind of sauce. I don't know. I'm out.
Diane, are your ears picking up the chewing?
The lack of sight certainly doesn't make you a quieter eater. Jesus Christ.
I didn't get the bacon.
No.
No, but that's good. Oh, I'm one piece.
Yeah, that's the broccoli and bacon salad.
That's good. Oh, I got the onion.
You did. You did get the onion. We heard the onion. You got it.
Yeah, I just got the broccoli.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.